Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Did you see this? Apparently, Tom Brady. Did you see the picture of him and Dakota Johnson and Kate Hudson in Ibiza on the yacht?
I saw Dakota and Kate Hudson. I didn't see Tom Brady in there.
Yeah, Tom Brady's on. Yeah, is on the yacht with them. He's also recently been seen hanging out with model Brooks Nader and having dinner with Sofia Vergara and Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I don't think that's there's anything with that.
What do you mean? Why don't
it's
you think
true.
So?
True, there's a picture of him and Sofia Vergara.
No, but she's
you think
well,
just...
no, Sydney Sweeney, I think he's going to be too young for him. He doesn't do the
he's not the
he's
Leo.
Not typically
he's not Leo.
He's doing stuff.
Yeah, he's not well, I know he's
well, so, yeah,
I
so,
know he saw her.
Well, Sophia's single.
He had a dance with her at the Bezos wedding, I think, with Sydney Sweeney.
She's a recently single woman as well.
Who?
So Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, I just
she
think
was
she's
engaged.
Too young for him. Sophia's older than him.
Yeah,
Tom.
She's 52. Yeah, you think Tom Brady's age will become a will play a part in when he makes decisions about women he's with?
I don't think he's ever been like the young young. Like he's not Leo DiCaprio.
She's 27. How old is Tom Brady?
44.
You think 17 years is too much of a gap?
Yeah, for Tom.
For rich people.
Well, Tom, I don't think Tom Brady does that. He's not typically. He's always
he's
dated
47.
His, if anything, he's dated.
I think she could change his mind.
He's
there's a 20-year difference. I don't think so.
Yeah, she could change his mind.
I don't think so. Change your mind, change my mind, but not change Tom
Why
Brady's.
Do you think Tom Brady's
Tom
immune?
Is a better person than us.
We don't know that.
Yeah, I know that for
are
sure.
Are we talking with the guy who...
Is Tom Brady a better person than John?
Are we talking about...
Just off the rip.
Hold on. Let me follow up with this.
He's not better than me. I helped the guy change his tires.
Understand. Understood. We're talking with the guy who left his pregnant girlfriend for a model?
That was when he was young.
Ah. So we do have evidence of him not being a great, allegedly a great guy. In
he kissed his son on the mouth. He's a good person.
I remember this show making fun of that at the time.
Yeah, that was kind of
he's wholesome.
A little much.
It's extra, but he's wholesome. He's a family.
I'm
guy.
Not making a judgment.
It was his ex that ruined the whole
of course
relationship.
Understood.
It was her fault because she was running around the jiu-jitsu instructor.
I remember all of that. I'm not saying. It's right or wrong. I just don't know if ruling it out because he's Tom Brady is the right way of going about it. Oh, he would never because he's Tom Brady. What evidence do we have that he would never?
Well, the 20-year difference is not like historically he hasn't done it.
Well, he was married for a lot
he's
of
gone
the time.
Up. Yeah, yeah, he's gone up in age. But I don't think he'd – like, will he do something in private? Yeah, he might do something in private.
We don't know.
I don't think he's going to be seen going out with.
I don't know.
Well,
I can't speak to that.
Now, Sofia Vergara would be
You think Sydney Sweeney would allow herself to be hidden by Tom Brady if they were together?
Well, that's why I don't think he would do anything anyway. She's probably like, ooh, he's an old.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
she can do
better than
Tom
Brady.
Bill Belichick's girl likes old.
Sure she does.
Yes.
Sure she does.
Yeah.
I know. She needs some help with the – no one knew her. Everyone knows Sydney Sweeney. She needs no help.
I don't know.
She needs no help.
I don't know.
She's got everything she needs.
We don't know.
You don't know if it's love.
I don't know if she's interested in Tom Brady. But
why are y'all trying so hard to get Tom Brady to be a thing with her?
I'm not trying anything.
She can have somebody on the F1 circuit that makes way more than Tom Brady.
But it's not as famous as Tom Brady.
Doesn't matter. Looks
it might.
Looks better.
It might for her career to be with a much more famous person than an F1 driver.
I think her career is fine.
I don't know. Hollywood.
I think her career
Hollywood
is fine.
Sometimes it helps.
No. It does. I know. Y'all are trying to get Tom inside those pants, but it's not
I'm not trying
happen.
To do Whoa. Anything.
That's how hard Dell's trying. Like, it's going to happen, Tom.
I'm not trying.
Stop being Tom's
I'm
number
just,
one wingman.
I find it odd that you're ruling it out because of an
I'm
age
pushing
difference.
Into, well, yeah, I don't think not everyone runs to the 20-year-olds, and not every girl looks for somebody who's 20 years older.
That's crazy. This is the hill you're going to die on.
Yeah,
what, that
weird
every
one.
Woman wants to find somebody who's 20
did
years
we,
older?
Did we say every
Maybe
woman?
She loves him.
No, she
did
doesn't.
Did I say every woman, or are we talking about this example?
She doesn't. Sofia Vergara's got a better chance.
Okay.
Tom went older with what's her name? Who he had his first baby with?
Bridget Moynihan.
Bridget Moynihan. Yeah.
Yeah, but he might like younger now.
Well, she may not like older.
I'm not gonna decide what
she
Tom
may
Brady
not
likes.
Like older.
And
yeah.
if Sydney Sweeney's not
She's,
for someone.
Bridget Moynihan is seven. What? I didn't say Sydney Sweeney. What I'm saying is, well, he may not though. There's some guys who don't like to date girls that could be his daughter. But he's 54. She's 7 years older than Tom, Bridget Moynihan. So I don't think it's a big deal for him to go after Sofia Vergara.
No one said it was. I think the thing is, you're so steadfastly standing in this spot that Tom would never.
I just think it's a lot for a girl to want to be with somebody who's 20 years older, and for Tom Brady, who doesn't have a history of going out with younger girls, to. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I'm just saying, if I'm using my analytics as a number guy, when I look at the numbers on this, they just don't come out.
John, using your analytics as a guy who knows people, when a man has been married...
No, we don't go off of feel. We don't do our gut in analytics.
I'm asking John.
Then don't call him numbers or analytics.
I didn't say numbers. I said a guy who knows people.
I'm a numbers guy.
I never called him a numbers guy.
He's a gut guy. He's a feel guy.
Once again, this thing has you riled up. I never called John a numbers guy. I said, as a guy who knows people... That's what I said.
By the way, we're not going to do a real sports show today.
No, we're done here.
If you're here, we're done with that.
It's fine. John, as a guy who knows people, who knows men who have been married for a significant amount of time, do they think, you know what, I'm going to find someone age appropriate? Is it always the case? Or do sometimes they think to themselves, hey, younger might be, I might like a younger woman?
Well, it's actually the exact opposite of that.
What happens?
They try to go as young as possible.
That's what I'm saying. Okay? So yeah. I don't know that Tom Brady is into Sydney Sweeney, but it would not surprise me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. It would surprise me.
Would not why? Because he's such a good guy.
No, just because I think he wants somebody more age appropriate.
It would surprise me if he didn't, because she's Sydney Sweeney. Okay,
who is dated?
So
he
I
may
don't
not
care
like,
how old you are. She's Sydney Sweeney.
He was just with a Brazilian. What's he want to go with that white bread girl? With that milk toast girl?
I don't know. Giselle Bundchen.
He may like a little more seasoning in his food.
I don't know, but if Giselle Bundchen was walking by someone, you think, oh, that's a white woman. Not.
Yeah,
a,
you really would.
Yeah. No, oh, she's got seasoning, as you put it.
She does have seasoning.
I don't know if you say so. I don't know.
She does.
What type of seasoning,
this
Lance?
Is the dumbest
she seasons
segment
her food.
Ever. That Tom Brady wouldn't go for.
You don't know that she. You don't know he would.
For Sydney Sweeney.
You don't know he would.
You don't know he wouldn't.
You don't know he would. So it looks like we're at a standoff.
Apparently.
But now, he would go for Sofia Vergara because she has seasoning, too. He's got a history.
Bridget Moynihan didn't have seasoning.
That's why I had to leave her.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure she went with the jiu-jitsu guy. Well, no. Giselle
no, not,
did.
Yeah, Giselle. Not, she's the, pretty, not Sofia.
She's pretty vanilla, too.
Look, do we start at this?
No, she went with a guy who has more seasoning than Tom Brady.
We started this whole stupid thing was saying Tom Brady was on a boat with Dakota Johnson and Kate Hudson. Lack of seasoning all around. What are you talking about? I don't
and
think.
That's,
yeah.
That's almost an entire segment.
Yeah. No butts on
not
that.
Tom Brady
no butts
on
that boat.
I didn't say that at all.
That's what you're referring to.
No, it wasn't actually.
You're basically saying nobody has
you know,
a butt on that
no,
whole
John,
boat.
As far as this show is concerned, you're the one who gets most frustrated when someone says something you didn't say. I didn't say that. I never mentioned body parts.
Well, they were kind of, yeah, they weren't exactly BBLs, okay?
It's not the life they live.
That's not, no.
What does POG mean, Dell? I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do.
No,
that's,
I swear to God, I
know.
That's
why you asked me. Why don't you look it up on the NFL computer?
Okay, but no, I'm not going to look it up on this computer.
Type it in.
Nope. Certain things don't get typed on this computer.
Well, you got a phone. Look it up.
I did type in BBL smell on this computer, though. So
you did.
Yeah, I did do that already.
If you really want to know what that is, type it in your phone. You'll find out pretty quickly. I'm not going
to
do that
for you. I don't want the videos to come up because I see all these videos. I'm like, well, I know WWG is white girls. I know that.
Well, you can figure out the rest then.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. Sometimes you got to do your own research. Be like Aaron Rodgers. Do your own research.
Mm-hmm. Be like Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to do my own research.
Hey, so the Astros lost yesterday.
They did, and Colton Gordon survived getting hit in the head with a baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I do want to find out. How about this? So when we were at the game the other night at the on Friday night, the 4th of July, at the 18-1 game, we were sitting next to Colton Gordon's girlfriend. And so it was Frankie's boyfriend, then Frankie, and then Wendy and me, and she was on the other side of Frankie's boyfriend. And we went to go get beer, and he goes, man, can you maybe talk to Frankie? Because this whole game, that's all she's doing is talking past me. I said, hey, Frankie, do you want to change seats? She was like, no, I don't want – could you please ask her if she would change seats so she would sit next to her? Because that's all they're doing is talking over me, past me. So that would be great. And I was like, yeah, Frankie, you sit here when we came back. Sit next to the girl. And she got her number and everything else. So I'm going to find out how Colton is. I'm going to have Frankie find out how Colton Gordon is with his head as he got hit by a line drive. I felt bad for dude. He pitched really well yesterday. And he got the, you know, he got the no decision because he got the ump. Well, listen, he threw a bad pitch to Ramirez. He threw a bad pitch. And Ramirez took him deep. And some of that on Joe because he didn't walk Ramirez. Listen,
no,
you saved that for Aaron Judge.
You're not putting two guys in scoring position. That's what you're doing.
I get that. Nobody, two outs.
I've never seen anyone do that, honestly. From other than with Barry Bonds,
relatively speaking, in this lineup,
I don't know.
He's Barry Bonds.
Just get him out.
Yeah,
don't
I
put
know,
two guys
got
in
Colton
scoring
Gordon
position.
On the mound.
No, but okay. What? He's been a problem this year.
No,
he's been good.
Sometimes
no, he's been pretty good. Like you can't put two guys in scoring position. That would never happen. That's just too much. That's too much to ask of a pitcher. Now you're pitching with you don't have any out. Like you can't walk anybody, with the bases loaded. It just puts a tremendous amount of you add another runner in scoring position, and you give no. Base is open now. That's just that would never be the choice. You just got to get that guy out, and he didn't get him out. It happens. Yeah.
Well, it did happen, and unfortunately, it was the biggest play of the game, and the Astros ended up losing 7-5. Hey, Colton Gordon's been okay.
He's been all right. He's been what they need.
Yeah, he's got almost a 5 ERA. I mean, so
he went up a little yesterday. He was okay yesterday. He had a strikeout.
Okay.
Like he didn't have his best stuff. He's no Ryan Gusto.
No. He started 10 games already. His whip's 1-4.
That's not great.
No, it's not great. He's over 5-1 in strikeouts to walks. That's nice.
Some of those numbers sound like he's a minor leaguer who happens to have come up into the big leagues because he's got, you know, a bunch of injuries.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
So he had a nice run last month, actually, where he gave up one run, two runs, and no runs. This month so far, he's given up 4-5 in his two outings.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's been serviceable. He's been okay. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I want to expect. They won three of his four starts.
This is what to expect.
Yeah. They won three of his four starts in June. They won three of his four starts in May. And they're 1-2 and 1-1 in July.
I mean, and this is why I don't see them as a championship team right now, because it's just there's just not enough pitching outside of your first two guys. But
Aaron Geddy's coming back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Once these guys actually come back, because how do we know he's not going to have what do we call it when you what the Astros like to say he had a setback? What if he has a setback and three more fractures develop? That they missed on the on the X-ray.
Well,
it's possible.
It's possible. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that other fractures could have developed suddenly.
Yeah. Who was? Oh, Jordan. Jordan had. He's got a commercial in which he says, or it's an Instagram post or whatever, in which he says, "Hey, you should use my doctor," and all the comments were, you know.
No. No. He's got a commercial that says that?
There's, yeah, it was an Instagram post of, hey, for anybody who needs, you should use my doctor's theme. I don't know what group it was, but it was like everybody was like, no, we don't want your doctor. Your doctor's terrible. Listen, what my question is, I mean, we're just assuming Christian Javier is coming back. And Robert, for those of you who missed it, Robert Flores was on with us at 8 o'clock and talked about that. How do you use Christian Javier when he comes back? You throw him right in the rotation? I mean, I'm not sure that that's the case.
Well, when is he coming back?
Well, apparently, I mean, yesterday, Julia was given, he's done a couple of innings now. He's done a couple of outings already, live outings. And who else I think Luis Garcia, too. So, I mean, he's coming back.
That's good. Like, is it favorable? Is the velocity up? Is he got control? Like, what are they saying about it?
She didn't report that. All she said was that they were, you know, he was out there. He had a couple of outings and Luis Garcia
look at
had
this.
A couple of outings.
Garcia threw two innings today in rehab start in FCL, striking out four and allowing one hit/run. McCormick will join AAA on Oklahoma City tomorrow.
Yep.
Jake Myers feels better, but Espada wants to stay away from blah, blah, blah. And Javier threw two innings of live BP, and that's all it said on him.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's coming back. And he's coming back, I would say, by August.
I'd give him
another month.
You have to activate him before. I am not buying into any of this stuff until it happens. Astros are just, I just can't do it with them. Until they are on the roster, I'm not going to do it.
I'm
glad that they're throwing, but until I get them on the roster, because it always takes 2 years on all these Tommy Johns with the Astros reasons.
Luis Garcia's already been
burned off 2 years, and he's still not back, and it's July. I just have to see these guys back. I'm more excited. It sounds like Garcia's closer than Javier. Based on that, live BP versus a live outing where he struck out four. Sounds like one guy's more ready.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, I don't care who. I mean, just somebody.
Who's he facing, though? I mean,
well, whoever the FCL is.
I don't know what that means.
Is that a league you're talking about?
Yeah, I guess.
Some kind
Florida
of
Complex League.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know that there's a lot of sluggers down there.
And he did give
Isn't
up
that
a
the
run.
League they sent Abreu to?
Yeah, and he couldn't get out of there.
It's a rookie-level minor league that operates in Florida. It's the lowest rung on the North American minor league ladder, it says here. Like, you're pitching to Mason. You're pitching to my kids. I'd expect you to strike out four.
Right. But what kind of dribble package do they have?
Well, not as good as Mason's.
Right. Right.
Mason, his new beef right now is that his coach didn't let him play more stretch four, and that's had he been allowed to play
four.
The stretch four.
How tall is he in comparison to everyone else?
He's 6'3". Okay. Oh, he's tall. Yeah, he's taller, but he just believes that everything would have been different for him had he been allowed to play the stretch four.
So he was used in the post, and he thought that was a bad way to use.
To be fair, he's not really a post player.
Is he a stretch four?
Yeah, but. With a jumper that was broken during the game,
then you're not a
stretch get him in a pickup game. He can make threes all day long.
If your jumper's broken, you're not a stretch four.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you could be for the Rockets.
Well,
for some of the Maury teams.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
They didn't. Yeah. Well, they were small. They were bulky, but small.
Yeah, he used to always go for like 6'7" power forwards.
Yeah,
Daryl used to collect 6'8", 6'7" power forwards.
Yeah, Luis. Scola.
Well, Scola is one of his taller guys.
6'9".
Yeah, we're talking like the Chuck Hayes of the world.
PJ Tucker,
shorter.
Chuck Hayes. Pat Patterson.
Yeah. All
those. You had a time where Daryl couldn't get enough 6'8" power forwards and 3-point shooters who couldn't shoot 3-pointers.
Yeah, who was the other guy that was the tip? Oh, man.
I get it. There was another one in there, too, that they drafted. Well, you had Marcus Morris,
Walt, what was his name? Gosh, dang it.
Not Walt Williams you're not talking about.
No, Walt Williams.
No.
All right, although he was there too. We got a break. Time to talk about Texas Card House. Time to talk about the best facility in the city of Houston where you're playing. And time to talk about Hijack Poker. Hijack Poker is an offshoot. It's an app. You can play at home, and there's a lot of great players on it. You can. It's only in Texas. I would love to play on it. I downloaded it, but I can't play because I'm here in L.A. So it's only in Texas. You're playing Texas people. You gotta if you're an online player, Texas Card Hustle's for you. You can download the app on your computer. You can download it on your phone. You can play wherever, whenever. You can deposit money at Texas Card House as opposed to using your credit card. A lot of credit card companies won't let you deposit money on a poker site. You go to Texas Card House, deposit the money, and withdraw the money as well from there. But if you're somebody that, you know, hey, listen, I can't spend hours and hours in a card house, that's fine. I got a family. Okay. But while the kids are watching TV, you're playing poker. That's awesome. It's a great way to raise them. Here's the deal. If you are a live poker player, Texas Card House is here for you too, okay? If we're Green Ridge and Westheimer or right off 45 in Spring, beautiful locations, secure, huge parking lots, plenty of parking in both locations, beautiful facility, bar open till 2, 24 hours a day you can play. You're looking for the best way to play poker in the city of Houston. It is Texas Card House. Check it out for yourself. TexasCardHouse.com. Tell them that you heard it here.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
You know, Ime, he put control on this team. He's the biggest voice in this franchise. Does that change now? Does Kevin Durant have more to say about how this offense run?
If you want to re-sign Kevin Durant here, make that deal a long-term thing, you know, even though it's Ime's team, you got to placate Kevin Durant.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We haven't talked really any football, but we're getting about that time. It's July. We're getting ever closer, and that means fantasy football is right around the corner. And ESPN 97.5 is giving listeners a chance to win the ultimate draft fantasy draft experience. Four lucky listeners will each win two spots in the fantasy league held at the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, on Thursday, August 28th. We will be giving away one spot for you and a friend to be in the Fantasy Football League with John, Lance, and Dell, and Sean every Thursday starting July 24th through August 14th. The winners will also receive a two-night stay at the Golden Nugget, a $200 food and beverage credit, and dinner at the DraftKings Sportsbook. So we're all going to be there. We're all going to play fantasy football. You got a chance to be in our league and have a chance to have a great stay at the Golden Nugget. You guys hear us talk about all the time how fun it is to be there. We do shows from there. You guys are going to be able to join us. But make sure you can actually join us there if you enter to win. So we're going to be doing that starting Thursday, July 24th. So be ready.
How do you enter?
Well, we're going to develop contests. So maybe sometimes we'll do it on air and give it away. Oh. There'll be some social media stuff as well. Just be ready for it, guys. Make sure you get the people you want to spend a weekend at the Golden Nugget with, I guess, and we're going to get that going as we move forward in July.
And don't forget, the boys are going to be out at the Pleasure Pier on Friday. The e-electronic bike, what is it called? It's the e-bike. What
Power,
is it?
I think Power On Electric Power Bicycle On. Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power On Electric Bicycle Company is giving away two e-bikes, which are a $4,000 value. So that is a great one. All you have to do is show up at Pleasure Pier on Friday and register to win. That's all you got to do. Just register. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. Rafael Stone met the media yesterday. We talked about what Reed Sheppard is going to be doing. He really liked Jalen Green, the person. He broke down what KD, okay. The Cam Whitmore trade, all right. A lot of people, I don't know if I'm upset. I mean, I think Rafael Stone has got maximum value for everything that he's done. I think he's gone about. Oh, by the way, he's also, how about the Dorian Finney-Smith contract? We haven't even mentioned yet. Only two of the years are fully guaranteed.
Yeah, that was a huge win.
How about that?
It initially was reported as four. Two in. I mean, I got to tell you something, man. Rafael Stone, from a contractual standpoint, has killed it. Yeah. Not enough is being made about a two-year deal with Fred, a two-year with options with Finney Smith was great. Steven is a legitimate three, I believe. Steven Adams is a legitimate three full years. He got a five-year deal done with Jabari Smith, locked him in.
Alperin
and Jalen got done at less than max deals, which they didn't deserve max deals, but still, you know, it just seems like a lot of times players just get max deals.
Do you want the comp? What Paolo got? Jabari, same rookie class. Paolo just got the full max from the Magic.
Well, but
now
he
he's a better
Paolo.
Player.
Much better player.
But to your point,
$243 million to $125
Yeah,
I think.
Just the difference in what you can do and how flexible you are. Yeah. Because you didn't – now, Jabari didn't deserve it, but there's – and sometimes you see a guy get maybe not the full max but close to it, and you're like, wait a minute, for what? What are we looking at, 25 a year for Jabari?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Jabari ain't Paolo. Paolo got max.
Yeah.
Jabari didn't. That's
and,
all.
And with the CBA, you think about what the Magic are doing. If they accomplish what the Celtics have done, they'll have to suffer the same fate. Everyone will. Like, they're paying Paolo 51. Franz is on, I think, somewhere close to a max. Jalen Suggs, Desmond Bain. At this point, when you're giving out, whether it be rookie maxes or full maxes, you don't have a big window unless you're willing to pay out your backside for the tax. So the ability to not have Finney Smith on for 4 years fully guaranteed, you got Jabari at a reasonable number. Of course, the KD number, we don't know what it'll be, but that's the only one where you might even be a little concerned down the line where you're like, oof, we're paying this guy this much for this. As far as what the Rockets are concerned, they got great value on, I think, almost every contract, if not every contract they've got.
Yep. And he got rid of Cam Whitmore. And, you know, a lot of people are not happy, but I would imagine that there wasn't much Rafael could do. I mean, he was a 22nd pick. He dropped that far for a reason. And then his years here, there were issues, but attitude, not wanting to do what Ime expected of him, all of those things. Here is Rafael Stone on the Cam Whitmore trade.
I just think, yeah, we're just not a developmental team right now. It's really like we want to provide Cam with the opportunity to do in his career what we still believe he very much can do. So I think Cam's insanely talented, really nice young man, and wanted to provide him an opportunity to go home and be in a situation where he could really play through mistakes in a way that we never could afford him just in the iteration of the Rockets that he joined.
I mean, they did a lot for Cam here. They sent him where he wanted to go. They sent him to a place where he's going to play. He's probably going to score, and he's going to get a paycheck. They did a lot for Cam. Was it in the Rockets' best interest to do it? Some would argue no. I would argue, I mean, you already know how Ime rolls. If you know that's how he rocks, then why in the world would you even question this? He wanted him out of the building. They'll never say that, but that's the truth. He wore it on his sleeve. When he didn't get a play, Cam, and I get it. Cam Whitmore was super frustrated. He's a talented player who wasn't getting to play late in the season. Like, he was playing a lot. If you go look at his box, in January and February, he was playing a lot, and then he just got in a doghouse, and that was it. That was a wrap. He couldn't get in it anymore. And obviously, he didn't respond to things the way that the head coach liked. And there was just no doubt in my mind that he was going to be out of there, because Ime's not going to keep a guy who's sour on the bench, especially when he shows it, when he shows how sour he is on the court and on the bench. It was just never going to work once I saw that toward the end of the year. There was no doubt in my mind he would be moved. Most teams probably knew that, and so the Rockets had no leverage, unfortunately. And I know everyone wanted to keep Cam like it's a video game and his personality and all that stuff didn't matter. But in the real world and team building, that stuff matters a lot to teams who are trying to win at the highest level. And so the talent's great, but they just obviously Ime Udoka, and to a lesser extent probably Rafael Stone, just didn't want it on the team.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, and Ime, it just wasn't a fit. How did you talk about, though, a position that you could use right now, though. You get rid of Jalen, and Cam is he's a great talent.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't have his head on straight.
No.
And, you know, that's a shame, too, because he could have walked into a nice role here. He could have a nice role here on a winning team. Instead, he's going to Washington where, you know, they got a couple of guys, but it's Washington. They're not going to win anything. So, I think it's a shame because Cam Whitmore, what a steal he was at that draft pick.
But the only reason he was a steal is because of the attitude stuff.
Because of the attitude. That's it.
So, that leopard and the spots comes into play. You are who you are. So it's unfortunate, but, man, he can ball.
And he could have played possibly with Ace Bailey. You know?
What an amazing time to be alive. But Ace isn't there.
But Ace isn't
there. Cam didn't want to go to Utah, unfortunately.
Yeah. He worked the system to get himself in Utah.
Is it going to surprise you if Cam averages over 20 points a game next year?
Nope.
Not me either. But it doesn't change.
On how many shots?
Well, he's going to get some shots up.
No, he actually.
That dude takes a shot a minute.
Yeah, his points per minute was excellent.
I just think
shots per minute was excellent too.
At a Cam, not a passer of the basketball. I just think in that particular spot where you got a lot of guys trying to make their way, much like the Rockets were before Ime got there. A lot of guys trying to establish their careers in Washington. I think it's a spot where he can thrive because there's just a lot of open playing for someone to become a guy there. But he's going to be competing against a lot of recent first-round picks trying to find his way. But there's no established stars there. So if he wants to be the Cam Thomas if you've ever caught Cam Thomas on a NBA League Pass night for the Nets, he can be Cam Thomas there. You take your 25 to 30 shots if you want to. Go 14 to 30. We don't care. Cam Whitmore's got that in him.
Yeah. But he actually shoots a lot better than that. I think Cam Whitmore is going to be he'll thrive in Washington because they ain't going to win nothing, and he'll be on the floor and he'll be a featured guy.
Yeah, I wonder. They traded for 2 second round picks, so they don't have to give him 30 minutes a night, and they have their own recent draft picks to go. He'll have to, much like he had to do it here, earn it just because they have so many guys who play that spot. Bub Carrington's a recent draft pick for them. So Cam doesn't even have the buffer of, I'm one of your first round picks. We just gave away a couple seconds to see what you got. So
no, but he has two years of NBA experience.
Yeah, understood. But he's gonna have. I don't think they're giving him a slot. He's gonna have to go take it. Much like he could have done it here, it just didn't work out for him.
Yeah, but that's a team that I think you get a talented guy like that in Washington. I think it ain't like Shadur where you only spend a fifth round pick on him, although it is kind of like that. But Cam is a guy who can, well, in Cleveland too, it's wide open there at quarterback as well. So I guess Cam and it's a similar situation with him and Shadur, actually.
I mean, there's a lot of recent lottery picks who play his spot there as well. It's just more open because here we actually have guys who can play. Like, have established themselves as guys who can play. There, it's just a bunch of 20-somethings trying to make their way. They came here once, and it was just a bunch of dudes getting up shots. They didn't really have a direction. So, like I mentioned, Bub Carrington, Keyshawn George, these are all recent wing guys that were drafted in the last couple of years for them. So, Cam fits right in with guys who haven't done much on the NBA level.
Yeah, that's true. Time to talk about, you know, who's done a lot. It's Houston Powder Coaters. Done a lot in the city of Houston. All over, as a matter of fact. You see Houston Powder Coaters work all over, even though you don't know it. When you see the Ferris wheel, when you go to the West Side Tennis Club, when you go to NRG Stadium, when you go all over. I mean, the Woodlands Waterway, all over the place. All kinds of different. And listen, if it's metal and it's been around a while, chances are Houston Powder Coaters has touched it, okay? your patio furniture, your furniture at your local pool, okay? Are you somebody, there was a guy who listened to the show who runs a pool. I forget where it was. I think it might have been in spring. And he was like, he sent Robin an email and said, I've been hearing you and John talk about this forever. We need to get this done. And I'm going to talk about to the city council about, you know, getting all of our metal done as Houston Powder Coaters. And I couldn't be prouder. If you are somebody that runs a place that's got a lot of metal and that metal needs to be to look better, Houston Powder Coaters. Robin is going to bend over backwards and make sure that it's done perfectly, as quickly as it possibly can, exactly how you want it, the colors, everything about it. The primping and priming is second to none. They are so, so, so conscientious about making sure everything is done perfectly. They're awesome. Been there, seen it, done it. Houston Powder Coaters is the way to go if you want to save anything metal. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Sabalenka is starting to pull away. She won the second set 6-2. Lost the first set 6-4. But Sigmund is just about done. She can't even return. She wasn't able to return one serve in this first game of the third set. So she's starting. Sabalenka is looking good. And like she could get her first Wimbledon here. We'll see.
She's lost at the finals of the French and the Australian so far this year. Madison Keys got her at the Australian, Coco Gauff at the French. So she's trying to finally get one. I mean, she's clearly the best female player in the world.
She's got two Australians and one U.S.
So far?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really talented. She just gets down on herself sometimes. I was talking to Five Star about it. You know, Five Star gambles professionally on women's tennis. He knows these women inside and out, like every female player. And we were talking about, I was just, you know, curious about talking to him about some of the women's tennis because I've been watching a lot more. He said Sabalenka is famous for, she just gets real down on herself in the middle of a match and would just blow a set because she's just yelling at herself and then all of a sudden it just clicks in and then she starts dominating. And that's what's happening right now. She's just dominating.
She's tough. She's really tough. Dalla, have we missed anything today?
Well, this isn't a surprise, and it's a thing we've talked about, but PFF gave out their grades for the 2025 NFL offensive line units. where do the Texans rank?
32.
Yeah. You would be correct.
Yeah.
32. They referenced that, yes, Shaq Mason and tons of other problems, but it prevented last year's offensive line from being even worse. And now that they're not there, expect them to be the worst line in football, according to PFF.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not surprising. Everybody has the Texans as the worst line in football.
Just toss another group into that, another ranking into that group, 32nd overall.
Yeah. It may be one of the lowest rated groups in all the NFL.
Yeah, you guys did the whole best rankings of groups overall. Yeah, the Texans probably would a bottom five group across all the groups.
Of any group.
Yeah.
Might even be the worst of all of them.
Yeah.
Right? I might.
I mean, it's
possible.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. There's got to be some worse ones. We'll find out how bad. I mean, we're saying that, but these guys haven't played together. Maybe it magically will be good.
I don't like the word magically in your assessment.
It does a lot of work.
Yes. Maybe.
It does a lot of heavy lifting.
First we got maybe, and then we got magically. I don't like any of that when it comes to CJ Stroud.
It does a lot of heavy lifting to try to get there.
Maybe the unit we put together to protect our franchise will magically be better.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's going to be better because Nick Chubb can block. You're going to, you know, keep in Brevin Jordan. You're going to keep in Cade Stover. Not Dalton.
No, not Dalton Schultz.
Dalton showed very little want to. And
some guys know what they're good at.
His care factor for blocking was, yeah. I
appreciate a man knowing what he's about. I am not a blocker. You should not make me block. It's bad for everybody.
I play
Stop
turd.
Doing it. Exactly. Except when the Giants trade for me, then I'll play whatever they want.
Right.
So maybe if another team trades for Dalton Schultz, he'll at least try to block. But for the Texans, nah.
Nah.
That's what Cade's here for.
I'm about that blocking life.
Cade, Brevin, who else? Just not me.
We got Cades. We got Quintorianos or whatever.
Keegans.
That's what they're for.
Is it Keegan? Is that his first name?
Keegan.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about that.
No, and what didn't we draft another?
It's Keegan Quintoriano?
Is that what his name is?
Doesn't seem like it, but.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's something like that. No one knows, though. It's impossible to know.
Teagan. It's worse. Keegan, it's Teagan.
It's Teagan.
Keegan.
No, Teagan.
With the T.
With a T.
Yeah. Yes. Teagan. Same thing. Pretty much.
Pretty much. Didn't we draft another tight end or something?
No, not this year.
No,
are we sure. I feel like we have to draft one every year.
We did. I feel like we had another guy.
I thought we didn't draft one this year.
Oh
no, they did. They did.
They always take one.
Who was the last one they drafted?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Luke Lachey.
Yeah.
From Iowa. He was the 255th pick
in the seventh round. They always
take
one.
Tony's like, what the?
He won't make it.
Luke Lachey's going to make it.
In place of who?
I don't know.
Could make it in front of Quintoriano, actually.
No, he'll be on the practice squad.
Is that making it?
It kind of is.
I mean, that's not like Astros minor league where you actually get a play. Why keep him when you can keep some veteran nowadays?
No, because you drafted him.
So
absolutely.
So what? He's a seventh rounder.
Absolutely, you're going to keep him.
Why? If he can't play.
Well... You keep on, and because if somebody gets hurt, boom, Luke's here. Let's go.
Oh, great.
Boom, Luke's here.
Boom, the seventh rounder's here. It'll be boom. Somebody off the streets is probably what it's going to be.
No.
Are you going to question the pedigree of an Iowa tight end?
Iowa tight end? It's tight end you.
Gotta love
it. Yeah, I mean.
Kittle, Laporta, Lachey.
Yeah.
It is. I don't know if this guy fits that mold, though. After I watched him, he got drafted about where I thought he would get drafted, to be honest with you. Their seventh rounders last year, Solomon Bird, Marcus Harris, and Ladarius Henderson. I think two of those guys made practice squad. I think Bird actually made the team initially. I believe he may have made the team. Ladarius Henderson is practice squad guy. I don't think Marcus Harris made practice squad. In 23, their seventh rounder, Brandon Hill, he didn't make it. In 22, they didn't have a seventh rounder, but Teagan Quintoriano was a fifth. Austin Deculus, they kept him around. He's the sixth.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, you pray to Jesus every morning
you
that he doesn't
see
have
him
to
out
get
there.
My dad told me that about drafting players. He goes, Lance, I learned early on because of Joaquin Gonzalez, who's from Miami, who Butch drafted. He goes, you better care more about who your team is drafting. Don't just say, yeah, that's fine. We can draft them in the seventh round. Because if you draft them, they may end up having to get into a game. And he goes, and that's the worst thing in the world is taking a guy who you know can't play because they may have to play. I'm like, wow, I never thought of it that way.
So Iowa tight ends currently in the league. Kittle, Hockenson, Fant, Laporta. And the Texans got a Lachey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
got Lachey.
So, Lance, maybe don't bet against the Iowa tight end.
Yeah, Lance.
You typically don't want to. Your girl Sabalenka is got some problems, John.
She is?
While you're out here bullcorning, yeah.
That's tied it up.
She won the next two games.
Yeah,
wow.
She's trailing in
the
third set.
She looked like crap in the first game of the third set. Apparently, there is a host of a host in the Patrick, he's telling Patrick Mahomes to get off the fast food.
Yeah.
Patrick apparently is getting a little chummy.
Yeah, I was looking this guy up. Kevin, what's his name? Kevin Keitzman, who
that's from. He's from Kansas City.
He was.
Right?
He got fired.
Oh,
but
he did?
Now he has like a podcast that he does.
Oh, now he found his voice.
It spans multiple topics, political stuff. He talks about it all. But he's saying he's doing Mahomes a favor because I don't want you to be fat. I want you to be great. And he goes, look, this is an all year thing. You don't get in shape in training
camp
anymore.
Calls Mahomes an embarrassment.
Yes.
This guy's a multiple-time MVP and Super Bowl winner. He's an embarrassment.
Not taking care of himself.
Over dad bod. I mean, he does have a dad bod. I saw the videos, and it's, you know, I mean, he's fat. He's an embarrassment. Woo.
He's Chaz Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
hey, fatty.
Now, is he staying in shape? Not by typical standards that you would think. I've never considered him to be like. He's always had, you know, he's always been kind of that way.
Vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna tell you the truth. That's why you hit the play button. I guess he's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason. We're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool hanging out with us 60-year-olds. My skin is flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something.
Oh, my God. Nobody. Did he watch quarterbacks? Because nobody works harder than Mahomes.
He said,
he's got a dad bod.
He's not a kid anymore. You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time and door dashing fried chicken, which he loves. It's time, dude. It's time.
Oh, God. Calling out Pat Mahomes.
I know. That's a tough, one for me.
That is not the
That's
not advisable. Did y'all happen to see this golf fight?
A golf
yes.
fight? No.
You mean where the Canadians, where the guy gets thrown in the water?
In the water?
Yeah.
And then gets pounded.
Yeah.
He grabs his shirt and just goes.
Wham, wham, wham. This
wham.
One guy seems to be starting. He's taking forever to play, and he's like, come on. I mean, to be fair, like that guy shouldn't have been. That guy started something with the bigger guy, and the bigger guy threw him into the water. It looked like we were done. Then he came back for more, and he did something that this guy looks like he must have been looks like a former, like he was a hockey fighter because he runs into the left. He runs into the left hand, which is extended. Bang! He snatches him up by his shirt, and the right hand is just cocked back. Just bang,
boom,
bang,
boom.
Goes down, gets up again, goes back down. His buddy's lucky he didn't get punched in the face.
Yeah, his buddy was trying to stop it, and I thought he was going to hit him too. Man, what a talk about a good golf fight. That's a great golf fight. Yeah, that's a great golf fight. All right, we got to break it. We got news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk a little John Daspit.
John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, one phone call away, 713 call now. If you have an injury because of someone else's negligence and you need hospital attention, you need doctor's attention, you need to get an x-ray, you've got pain that you're dealing with, John Daspit says, look, the insurance company from the other side, whether it's a workplace or a job site or a grocery store or somebody on the roadway, they're going to get a hold of you. And the first thing they're going to want to do is make you a settlement very, very quickly so that you don't have any chance to really go through the entire process, which is determining what the outcome is. You know, a lot of times when you are injured, you will have something that feels sore and you just think, okay, like we're guys. A lot of times, well, I'm just sore. And in about, 3, 4, 5 days, it should be better. And then what if it lingers? Well, we have a tendency a lot of times to just put it off. Like, I'm just sore. I'm still sore. Well, it could be something like a fracture. It could be something that is going to be a long-term issue if you don't get a surgery, if you don't have physical therapy on it, if you don't take care of it. How do you know what's going on? Well, John Daspit will make sure that if you're having those issues, you get the MRIs, the x-rays, the CAT scans for your head, your neck, whatever the case may be, to make sure that you're not dealing with anything. Because if you are, it needs to be taken care of by the other side. That should not be a bill bill that you have to pay. Your pain and suffering should be compensated. And on top of that, any time missed from work, short term, long term, that needs to be compensated on the other side. You didn't ask for that injury, but at the same time, you don't want to have to be the one who is responsible for paying for it, either physically, mentally, or certainly with real money coming out of your pocket. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A guy in Canada, he had a ring of people that scammed the elderly out of $30 million. He preyed on seniors across 46 states. They would call the grandparents and say that they were their grandchildren and they were in jail and needed money to get out of jail. He did this to the tune of $30 million. 23 people have been arrested.
Goodness gracious.
Are old people just stupid or... I mean...
Are old people just stupid?
Well...
They are awfully... I mean, they're the ones who fall for everything already on social media. Those dumb Facebook messages that get sent to each other, email strings. Let's face it. That's got old people written all over it.
I just don't see...
And they're the ones who get beat with all the... You know, with all the scammers get them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't get how you could think, oh, that's my grandchild. Let me send the money. How about I ask a couple of questions? Like, what's your name? Like, who's your mom? Where do we live?
They're just so happy to hear from the grandson or granddaughter.
Yeah, they're in prison. They're in jail. They need money. Nah, you're not happy to hear from that grandkid. Stay there. That's what I'd say. You probably deserve it.
What did they do? Is it a white-collar crime? Did they really hurt anybody?
Well,
is it the justice system taking advantage of a poor, unfortunate person? There's some context.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're underage drinking, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you go to prison for that.
That's fine. Jail.
That seems awfully strong.
Yeah, jail. You go to jail, not prison.
How long do you stay in jail for underage drinking?
You don't go to jail.
Bail you out.
you don't go to jail.
Don't you just pick up a fine?
Yeah,
or
you get a fine. You get a ticket.
They don't put you in jail for that, do they?
Yeah, no, it's not DUI. No,
they
you
did
don't.
Back in the day.
No,
never
you
mind.
Don't. You haven't for years.
Never mind. New adult Chuck E. Cheese's are opening, boys.
Nice.
Chuck's Arcade.
That pizza used to hit when I was a kid.
Adult locations. Actually, it's for you know, where you got to go and your kids are there. And you gotta do, the pizza wasn't bad.
This is what I was a kid when I ate it, so I can't speak to how an adult would eat it. But, yeah, I remember that pizza and love it. Chuck E. Cheese.
Y'all at you eating Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
When I was a kid.
Like on purpose? When you're a kid.
You had to take them there. They had beer and they had pizza at Chuck E. Cheese. That's one of the reasons that you took your kids there.
Because you had something to do.
Yeah.
Eat and drink.
Yeah.
Eat and drink while your kids are here. Here's more money. Go.
Being disturbed by that animatronic rat playing the guitar or whatever his instrument was.
Oh, my God. Frankie was scared.
I bet she was. That thing is horrific.
Oh, my God. I've never seen a kid more. She was shaking under the table.
All kids are terrified of it. And the live-action rat, the guy in the suit that would walk around, that was not like... That was a litmus test. The kids who are bold or the kids who are terrified. It's one or the other.
Are you built for this or not?
I picked her up and she was shaking so bad. I felt so bad that hey, rat, come back over here.
And apologize?
No. Scare her again.
This will toughen you up. We're scarring you.
Yeah.
And that's why Luce was forced to pick things up off the table when Frankie threw it down.
Frankie. Poor Frankie. Yeah. No.
Do it again and we're bringing the rat.
That's right. Oh, yeah. My oldest, Steffi, she was scared to death of Alf.
Alf?
I mean, if she
saw... On TV? Oh, okay.
on TV, if she saw Elf on TV, it was, I mean, oh, my God. So now I send her pictures of Elf.
To relive childhood trauma?
Yeah, to relive it. Finally, did you guys see a Bowling Green linebacker, Gideon Lamprun? You know what his middle name is?
No.
His legal middle name is ESPN. Now, don't you think ESPN is going to play into this now?
If he's any good.
Yeah.
Well,
just...
I mean, that's not a bad way to do it. That, you know, you're going to get your kid a little love on national television.
We remember the Ole Miss receiver. His last name was actually Espy. But it was a thing before the ESPYs, and it just so happened that they coincided. He was a college receiver, and his just family name was Espy, so of course ESPN locked in on him. I think his name was Mike Espy, played for Ole Miss. That just happened to be a happenstance. I don't think the ESPYs existed when he was born. But this, it's like when people started naming their kids after Game of Thrones characters.
Yeah.
Like you name your kid
I bet
Daenerys.
No one named their son Bran. That's the worst.
It's just Brandon shortened, so it probably wouldn't. But Khaleesi or Daenerys, that happens.
There's really Khaleesi's? I guess we'll find out in a few years.
Yeah, probably. We'll find out. I'm sure there's some Daenerys
somebody
out
on
there.
The women's tennis circuit named
Khaleesi Johnson.
McIntyre.
How about Joffrey?
Who's naming their kid Joffrey?
Joffrey.
You got a real jerk of a kid if you named him Joffrey.
You knew from birth that kid was an a-hole.
Yeah.
You're going to name him Joffrey.
We are done. Oh, yesterday, my wife texted me, hey, well, I got tickets to the ESPYs. We're going to the ESPYs next week. I said, oh, sorry. I'm going to be in Houston next week. Sorry. I can't stand the ESPYs. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next. Is Mapes here?
He is. He just walked in.
Mapes is here. Mapes, did you win your games yesterday? You took off another day to play games. Congratulations.
I explained that it wasn't specifically why he did it, but, I mean, we could investigate.
Curious timing. An investigation
it
needs
was.
To be had.
Yep. We're done. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Bye, bitch.